Today's guest is a tough-as-nails coach who helps people realize what they're truly capable of. Tracy Nosal is a leading authority who helps awakening high achievers to release mental barriers that have kept them stuck, frustrated, and unfulfilled. She comes to the episode today with a quick wit and a sense of humor, and we ended up talking about some deeper aspects of energy management, unlocking potential, and why things seem to hold us back. If you feel like you're pushing through life and success seems always just out of reach, it's likely you're giving off some energy that's repelling what you're wanting to attract. And if that's you, listen to today's episode. Here we go. Hey, you're on the hot mic at Arch DevOps with Fritz. I'm here today with Tracy Nosal, the Renegade Mentor. How are you doing today, Miss Tracy?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
I'm fabulous too. That's a really good word. I should use that more. Fabulous, you know, and
yes,
usually I say excellent, but that's getting kind of worn out. And hey, we're almost to the end of 2020, I think. Time is just messing with you. It's like, I got to get a new word. And maybe I'll use fabulous. It's as good a word as any. Awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you on. And I know we were working on getting things scheduled, and I got your email last night, you know, when I send out the thing that says, oh, tomorrow's the big day. And you're like, yes. I'm excited. I'm like, I am too. I never know what I'm getting into with these podcasts, but hey, you made a great impression on me so far.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask. So, you know, the title Renegade Mentor, do you like kick doors in and give people advice whether they want it or not? Like what's that all about? What do you do?
The Renegade Mentor is, yes, I am that tougher personality that I'll come in slightly, and then if you're not doing your work, I'm going to kick the door open for people.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had to go with that. I coach people, and I help high achievers to awaken to themselves and whatever has kept them. I help them release their mental barriers that's kept them stuck, frustrated, and unfulfilled.
Okay.
So it's their inner journey that I guide them through, and sometimes it can be a little bit resistant. And I want to make sure that they're getting the best value and transforming their life into who they want to be and what they want to live into. And it's very exciting. But every now and then, some people they want to get coddled, or they backtrack a little bit, and I'm like, no, we're not going there. It's not going to happen. So that's when I come in as a Renegade Mentor. I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And once I get them through some of these hurdles, they realize, wow, it's not so bad to look at yourself, because it's the mental barriers from past situations, traumas, actions, what have you, that's created these behavior patterns for them. Mm-hmm. And then when they hit midlife, they're a little stuck. And they're like, well, I want to do something different. I don't know what to do. I'm not happy. And they kind of hit this proverbial glass wall of where am I and who am I?
Yeah.
So that's where I come in and guide them through that.
Okay, cool. Well, you use the term glass wall. I mean, do people get stuck on things that are like, okay, these are overcomable. You just got to blast through it. And it's a breakable thing. Or like, is it all in their heads, or are there really things that are holding them back?
There are things that hold them back. And I say glass wall is because they are not aware that there's something even there holding them back.
Okay.
And that comes from past behaviors of, you know, if we've had trauma somewhere in our life, in that moment, we have a reaction to it, whether we shrink down or we try to be the peacemaker. And what happens is it puts out a frequency in your auric field that carries with you through life. And then as you grow and you mature and you're becoming successful and things just only go so far, it's because of that frequency that is running from the subconscious mind that hits the glass wall. That's why they're not aware that there's even a wall there.
Okay.
And that's where I go in and help them trace back what started that pattern and help them release it without the emotions or the trauma or whatever it might have been, so they can utilize the knowledge and free the energy and then heighten up their energy so they can just succeed and thrive and move and change your life and be happy again.
Yeah, it almost seems like, you know, when you're stuck in that state for long enough, that just becomes the norm. And you're like, yes, I guess this is just how things are. This is how things are. And you know, it's not true. That's like a form of lying to yourself, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Huh.
And that's where they finally build up enough pressure within themselves that they can't take it anymore. And they come to me knowing what needs to change, but not knowing how to do it. And that's where I come in.
Okay.
So I walk them through a progression of shifting, but I teach people how to live into this. Mm-hmm. So it's not just teaching them X, Y, and Z, and this is what you need to know. We go week after week after week. All right, this is what you need to know. And then they live into it. And that's how they get the lasting change of that transformation.
Okay.
And I've had many clients shift into all of a sudden this windfall of money coming in, or a new house or a new car. It's like once they unlock their energy, life starts to happen for them. Mm-hmm. And then they're happy. And that frequency of being happy, it just unfolds everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. How far back do you sometimes have to go? You know, you're talking about unpacking and I get kind of reverse childhood. Engineering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood.
It's
wow.
Early childhood. Early childhood.
Oh my goodness. So what is it like?
We can
walk
through it fast.
Yeah.
There is something that I do work with that. Absolutely.
Okay.
As you're going to ask that question. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm also intuitive and I also jump in with people. Sorry if you catch me doing that. Because I
That's
already
okay.
know what you're going to say.
That is okay. I'm like, wow, it's like she's pulling it out of my head. I promise, folks at home, this is not scripted. I don't have much to go on. I'm like, well, I'll just see where the conversation goes. So here we go. Yeah. So how do you do that?
Well, I've always been gifted being intuitive. And I worked in Manhattan for many years as well. And I was in sales for many years. So mm-hmm. I was professionally trained on how to read people. For my sales ability. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't take a lot for me, I guess, because it's second nature to me, is to feel somebody's body language or what they're anticipating or what they're thinking. And I've just fine-tuned that over the past 50 years to be able to utilize that to help my clients.
Okay.
So as they're coming into, it's a vibration, it's frequency. I am a Reiki master, by the way.
Okay.
I am a reader, so I am trained in modalities to understand these energies as well. So yes, so when people are resistant, I can go in and pluck out where their cord is and help them through that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have a mental barrier energetically to shut that down because they're afraid they don't want to revisit certain things.
Right.
And that's where I'm different from a traditional counselor. That they dive into that. I touch base on it without the emotion for them, and then we unhook it, and then it clears out. But it's like peeling away layers of an onion. It's never one and done. There's layers to a lot of these things that people have encountered in life.
Mm-hmm.
But that each time that we clear a layer and they level up and they can, the next layer or the next trigger or something that comes up in life to remind them of that situation, they are less charged to it and mm-hmm. they see it from a different perspective, which again then removes another layer.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I'm curious about something because it seems like we, and I'm sure I've got glass walls in my own life. If you're psychoanalyzing me right now, that's good. But it seems like either people have had some significant trauma in their lives that just boom and stuff is messed up and it stays messed up for a while, or there's little bits of trauma that add up after a while. What's the percentage of that? Like, how many people do you know that just have something terrible happen that they're still picking up the pieces versus
there's a
frog? Yeah.
There's a lot of both, actually. And it doesn't matter whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. We had a reaction to it in that moment.
Right.
And if it was really heavy trauma, what happens is like your soul shuts down in that moment because of the shock of the trauma. And that's where people get lapses in memory and they don't remember certain things, is because that's what happened. They shut down in that moment to shut it off to survive the situation.
Right.
So then that's something else to dig back into. But then it could be something simple, like somebody got bullied in school or teased. Let's just say it was something as simple as getting teased, but they were affected by that. And then that created a behavior pattern throughout life. So these frequencies that are running in our auric field charge more of the situations to come back into us. That's why happy people are happy and the rich are rich, because they're in the zone, they're in the vibe of all these good things coming back into them. But if you have somebody that is negative and they don't understand why they keep getting more and more negative things coming in, that is because it's their frequency running from the subconscious mind.
Okay.
And that's where I help them.
Awesome. I'm figuring this out. I literally did not have like an idea of like what direction, like how you mentor people. And I think going into this, I was thinking, yeah, she's a business coach. I mean, she'll go into companies and she'll be like, here's how you got to do things. I didn't realize that you help people at a really deep fundamental level. Like this is pretty big stuff. This is big stuff you do.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Awesome. Well, this is neat. Well, now I've got all kinds of other questions. I learned something the other day. But let me ask some questions, but we got to take a short break for a sponsor message and we'll be right back in just a little bit. Okay. And we're back. So, surprise, I totally had Tracy pegged wrong and I'm like, well, I got to come up with different questions as we're going. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about like, kind of dealing with people's energy and figuring out, okay, what is it that's making them kind of come apart? What are they not seeing in their lives? How do you get them to break through the glass wall? How do you get them to kind of, you know, work alongside them to decompose what it is that they're avoiding? And, you know, we're talking about energy a lot. And I literally just learned something or found something out not too long ago. Saw it on TikTok. There was a guy that was talking about, listening to different frequencies, like actual sound frequencies. There's sound that operates at like 440 hertz or 230 or something like that. I don't even know what the numbers are. Is that kind of in line with when you're talking about energy? Like, does that affect people's minds?
Absolutely. Okay. Sound therapy is huge.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's many layers to this. So sound therapy being one, art therapy. There's many different ways. I just went to the core of it and go right to the subconscious. But all of that is absolutely essential to assist as well, too, if people resonate with that.
Okay. So you just jump in there and just shove your finger right on the problem. It's like, let's not just skip all the other stuff and just go and just fix it, right?
I do. I really do, actually. Yeah. That's why I'm the Renegade Mentor. When people come to me, they're just frustrated and all over the place. And they're like, they list everything that's not working in their life. And so each thing that they're listing off, I'm like, oh, there's that problem. Oh, I can see where that started. And that's where my gifts serve me well, is that I can hit it quick.
Yeah.
And without the pain point. We're not going to hash over everything. I'm like, all right, here it is. Let's unlock that.
Yeah.
And it opens up.
I could just picture, like, you know, the equivalent of a Yelp review. You just get in there and it's like, oh my goodness, she hurt me all over. 5 out of 5 stars.
Yep. Yes. And that's what they do.
It only took 35 minutes. Yeah.
I have a new client that came from a referral. All my clients come referral. And I was like, so you know how I work? She goes, yeah, I've been well prepared. I know you're not easy. And I was like, well, that's for your highest good. So here we go. Are you ready? Buckle up. Let's take this journey.
Oh, wow. Well, so did that make it a little bit harder? Like, was there guard up? Like, what's she going to do? You know, or were you able to just be like,
it makes it easier. It makes it easier for me.
Oh, really?
Because then I already know. I'm like, okay, because I will go in and just shatter that.
Yeah.
I don't coddle. I don't tiptoe around. And if they have their guard up, I shatter that immediately.
Yeah. You just sweep the leg, just boom.
I really do. Because I know where to hit. I know the pain points to hit to help them, because that's their biggest thing that's going to move them forward.
Yeah.
Shifting the pain point.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared of you right now, actually. I'm like, what's she going to do? She's going to be like,
like, I haven't been told that before. Everybody's like, you're a little intimidating. And I go, it's not for the faint of heart, but if you're ready to change and you want to like make something of your life and go and do it, then let's go.
Oh my goodness.
Because it can be tough, but it can be a lot of fun, and it's rewarding. It's so rewarding for me when they get to where they want to go.
Oh, that's great. You're like the mixed martial artist of energy management. Just be like, boom, just ground and pound. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pretty
let's
much.
Unlock your childhood trauma. Bam, 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 bam.
That's it. That's
I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So how did you get on this path? I mean, are you what you wanted to be when you grew up, or did you kind of fall into this, or?
I have a science degree and I'm a photographer by trade. Okay. And I also did private investigating with surveillance for a bit. So all that exposure for me working in Manhattan and being a photographer and working with cultures from people from around the world, I gained a lot of knowledge on working with people, first of all. Mm-hmm. And especially religious people. So I help them understand, first of all, what I do strengthens their religion. So I just wanted to tap on that real quick. But mm-hmm. later in life for me, when my company I was working for closed, my mother got sick and yeah. so was my brother. And through taking care of her for 3 years until she passed was very trying on me. It was my own trauma I was going through. And I came home one day and walked past the mirror and looked at myself and I got startled because I didn't recognize my own face. Mm. I said, wow, who else feels this way and who can I help get through this quicker than it's taken me? And it started to develop into this coaching. And a lot of people would come to me for readings and you know, readings are all fine and well when you need an answer, but I don't project forward because if your path changes, that reading changes. So whenever I do a reading for anybody, it's about the here and now, what are you feeling and what do you need to know now to move forward? Mm-hmm. So how I got into coaching was really through my own trauma I was going through. And then people asked me, what else can you teach me? And from there, I formulated coaching programs and I tested it over many years of who needs this, how long should I do it, should I just be in like 4 months, should I do it in 2 months? And it took a long time of fine-tuning of what is the sweet spot of how long and what to do and which direction to go with that.
Okay.
So and then it brought me up to where I'm at and I'm forever changing and I'm always in training for myself. That's the thing. It's never like, oh, I know it all and I'm just going to do this and that. That's it. I stay on the cutting edge. So I also have a coach and I also go in for training and I also am always looking at what is the next best thing to help people move along quickly with the lasting change. Because, and this is why I formulate my programs out for 12 weeks, is to make sure that they have reprogrammed, let go of this energy so it changes. Because if not, their energy, their behavior patterns will snap back like a rubber band. Mm-hmm. And then nothing has worked.
Right.
And that's not what I'm putting my name behind. So.
Right. You're going to break the rubber band. That's the goal, huh?
Yes. That's it.
Awesome. I'm having trouble picturing who could possibly train you. Cause if you're like, you know, the toughest, it's like, well, like who would be brave enough? Or is the person yeah. that's your coach or are they really like super like a sweet little old lady or something? Or
no,
like, what's your coach like?
My coach is uniquely different because of who I am. I do not work with many people. I will look and look and look before I work with somebody because I am powerful and I know that. And what are you going to teach me that I don't already know? Mm-hmm. So when I was looking for a new system to help release these subconscious blocks, I found this person who's out of California and he's a shaman, mm-hmm. but he meets me at my level. He will be rough and tough with me and he knows when to push me. So he's just as tough with me as I am with my people. But he doesn't go off just one thing. He understands what I need, my own blocks, and pushes me through it. So, you know, there's some days I'll be like, curse him out. I'll be like, I don't want to deal with you today. You were like really annoying me. But, and yeah. he'll laugh and he'll be like, okay, because I know I do the same thing. But because of who I am, I do pull in a lot of powerhouse business people that own companies or these warrior women or even the men. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, all right, I can see where you're at. And they honor that because I'm not letting them get away with things and they are getting the value of what they're paying for. Mm-hmm. And they look for that. So yeah. So my coach is, he's amazing actually.
Yeah.
He's a dog. I love him. So yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful relationship that way. So, cause I can curse him out if I need to, and they laugh at me and then we keep going.
Yeah.
So my clients do the same with me. I'm like, look, if I'm making you mad, tell me. I don't care. Because then we'll work through that and then keep going. So it's full open. Yeah, it's uniquely different. And this is why I cannot be a traditional counselor, because it's not ethical.
Yeah, it's, I mean, whoo, I could just imagine somebody be like, oh my goodness, she hurt my feelings. It's like, hey, that's like a side effect. You should have read the fine print or the big print that's up at the top. I'm gonna hurt your feelings. Get ready.
I will.
You sign the paper.
I will.
Oh, that's awesome. I will. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what?
And then I walk them through it. So yeah. I'm like, okay, that's a trigger for you. And there's something else we have to unhook.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So is there any kind of common thing that you find, you know, you're talking about business owners and high performers and stuff. Is there a certain common thing that tends to hold a lot of people back?
What holds them back is that they have not realized their personalities. And I say this because I was that person. I was that tough exterior of like, I've got this, I'm good. And when we say we've got this, I'm good, is we don't got this.
Nope.
We don't have it at all. And because I walk through everything first before I teach it to anybody,
mm-hmm.
I've been there myself so I can relate on how they're feeling. And that's when I'll pull back and soften up and be like, look, this is the theme of your defense mechanism is what you're leading with, and people can feel it whether you realize it or not. And if you're going into business deals with that, you cannot lead with that. So that is always the common theme of whatever's on their bubble that's in front of them, whether it's being defensive or too harsh or arrogant. It's those things that people pick up on. So when we can transform that, they drop into their essence of their soul power in a powerful, loving way without the facade of being fake or pretentious or any of that. And they can really shine from their soul essence in the heart space, and things just gravitate towards them, and they're just happier and they're peaceful and they're just running this magnificent version of themselves. It's just getting them to that point.
Yeah.
Because we have to break through all those barriers first. And that's the thing. People are like, well, I can go get a coach and then I'm going to be fine. No, you're not. You haven't broken that energetic field that's preceding you.
Mm-hmm.
And until you do that, you're only going to get so far.
Right.
For anyone.
You're going to be repelling the stuff that you're trying to get to, you know, spending so much time just push, you know, and victory seems to evade your grasp. But, you know, operating at that right frequency where you attract the energy you're giving off. And that's something I try to apply all the time. You know, like the way I work that out sometimes is, you know, I'll post stuff on LinkedIn. I'm always posting things on social media, and I rarely reach out to people like a cold outreach. Like, I don't know this person at all.
Mm-hmm.
They usually come to me. And the times that I do reach out, it's because, hey, they've liked or commented on one of my posts and we're not connected yet. It's like, if they enjoy my stuff, well, then I'm attracting them. Let's just go ahead and pull them on in. But
exactly.
I didn't used to do that. I used to connect with like 50 or 100 CTOs every day and be like, hey, I just want to see if we can build each other's networks. And it's like, that doesn't work. Most of the time, they're not even on LinkedIn, you know? So just doing what it is that attracts people to me is like, that's really improved my network, and it's improved the people that I've been around. So that's neat.
Because you're easy in your energy and you allow it to come to you because you don't have barriers in front of you. And you eased into that frequency of knowing this is what I'm doing and it comes to you.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure I've got barriers, Tracy, just not there. I mean, I've got them. I've got walls. I've spent 39 years building. I don't want to tear them down yet. No, that's, right. I mean, that is really cool. And I love what you do. And I love that your personality matches what you do, right? Sometimes there's a dichotomy between what people do for work and what their personality is like. And you've got 100% ownership of yourself. So
I do.
Keep being you. I'm really glad we met. I seriously, folks at home, I never know. Usually like probably 95% of the guests I have on, I'm like, I've never met this person in my life. And oh my goodness, what if they're weird? But then the rest of me is just like, who cares if they're weird? It's my show and I'm going to have some people on.
Right.
And we'll just have a chat. We'll see what happens.
And you came to me from one of my clients out of California.
Oh, I did. Who was it that got us connected? I can't remember.
Tony Lee.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She's like, you know, I have this guy that you two would be great. You need to connect with him. I was like, perfect.
Yeah. Well, tell her. Tell her she needs to get on my show. She has a barrier, Tony. If you're listening to this,
yes.
You need to take a break from making soap and you need to get on my show. Just get on. Come on. Tracy did it. All the cool kids are doing it. You can do it. I got to send her this.
I'm still helping her break barriers.
Get her. Do it. Well, if you can get her on the show, that'd be a big barrier. I know she's been like, I don't know. But then I'm like, come on, let's do it.
I'll show her this. Yeah, or absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I didn't think that it was going to be like this when I started the podcast like 8 months ago, 10 months ago. And now it's just like, boom. And I'm meeting all kinds of awesome people. And you're in that list. You're an awesome person. I like you. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we will go ahead and wrap up for the day. And I'll let you get back to managing your energy and your frequency. And I think this is going to be a really helpful podcast for folks. Could I wiggle a testimonial out of you real quick? Is it okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Great on the spot.
Oh my goodness. Well, so, hey, we're talking about Tony, but you know, she kind of fits a profile, right? Of people that are like, hey, I'm a business owner. Right. And people keep telling me like, you should get on a podcast and share your story. If they came to you and said, hey, Tracy, you were just on the show with this Fritz guy. Why should I get on and do a show with Fritz? What would you tell him?
Why not? Why would you not want to do this for the exposure? It's all about connecting with the right people. And I think that's where we're all coming together as a whole lately.
Yep.
Connecting with certain frequencies and certain people that are in different positions from ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Why not? It's so much fun. And, you know, I'm also doing segments on our news channel here for the state where I'm in. And mm-hmm. it's all about the branching out. So this is a beautiful way to have a conversation to really just ease into what is it that you do. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get a little nervous about it, but it's really having a chit chat and you're comfortable in what you do, then just get on and talk about it.
Yep.
Because all of this information for all of us needs to be out there. People need the help. People need the assistance.
Yep.
So who are we to play small? Let's go. People are waiting for us. So I highly recommend your show.
Who are we to play small? I love that. You know, and I just read something not too long ago. There's a guy I know who is also a podcast host, and he's real deep into sales. And he said, you know, there's something about podcasting that's quite different. It's big. If you're a business owner, you know the whole thing about people buy from those they know, like, and trust. I mean, what better way to build rapport with people than to have them listen to you share your story, and they're learning about you. And I hope that the people that are listening to this are like, Tracy really knows her stuff. And yeah, she's scary, but I mean, I know I've got some baggage here and she can help me figure out how to decompose it. But you'd be in good hands if you get with Tracy. She's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, I'll let you get back to your day, and I look forward to catching up with you at a later date. All right.
Thank you so much. It was lovely. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.
Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder, and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast? Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share, and this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had, or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on, and also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at Arch DevOps.